It's time now for our Forest City Coaches Corner program here on KIOW. Talking now with the head wrestling coach at Forest City, Coach Ryan Fott. Coach, welcome back. Since last week, Forest City only had the one event. It was a small dual tournament at Iowa Falls Alden. Can you tell me how that contest went?
Yeah, we went to Iowa Falls last Saturday against two teams that we wrestled prior, Marshalltown, and then Iowa Falls. We wrestled them, and then we got to see an Ames team down there in central Iowa. So didn't come out so well on the team perspective. We went 0-3 there, but had multiple good performances. We beat Marshalltown earlier in the year at Dyke, but they weren't wrestling their full lineup, so they kind of had their hammers back in there and took care of business there. They were highly competitive, but just didn't come out okay on the team side of things.
We look ahead here to the last, I guess, it's not even regular season. It is a postseason. We've got district play here today when this airs on Saturday, Valentine's Day. You'll head down to Webster City as you shift your focus now to the districts. A good squad there and or a good group of teams down in Webster City alongside you guys. You've got Clarion, Clear Lake, Denver, Eagle Grove, Garner Hayfield Ventura, Southeast Valley, and then the host Webster City all down there. What are you hoping to see from Forest City tomorrow and I guess today here, and how many wrestlers are you hoping to send then to Des Moines the following week?
Yeah, you kind of mentioned it there. There's quite a bit of hammers down there tomorrow in Webster City. You know, you just got to go out and wrestle. I mean, we talked a lot about visualization this week with the guys and figuring things out and just hitting some things you got to do and, you know, preach to them that guys are going to wrestle tough as you go into these postseason matches. Guys are going to come out hard and then just try and hang on to win. And that's kind of what the story tale is in February as you wrestle at the state tournament and these postseason events is you just got to go win sometimes, you know, by a point or more. I mean, just guys, you advance, move on, and wrestle your best. So looking for some guys to kind of make some noise and to kind of toss up at this point. There's no clear path for any of our guys. You know, with the teams you mentioned, we've wrestled a lot of them, or they've got criteria over us in certain spots. So Tegan Umbutt, 6, Andrew Hoffman, Deegan Moore, lighter weights, Tyler Fox, Aiden Frost, we're expecting big things out of him as well. And then hopefully our upper weights can squeak out a couple wins there. But that's kind of where we're looking at, and you know we're positively optimistic, but understand the circumstances and what we're up against as well. So,
Coach, what was the focus like this week leading up to this district play? As you've shifted now, you know, last Saturday was a team dual event. Now it's all individual district play here.
Yeah, practices, obviously getting a lot of practices here with just one Saturday event, nothing during the week. We kind of dialed things back a little bit, less than an hour and a half practices, you know, I like to say, or Gary Weber always taught me, short and hard, you know, get in, get out, do what you need to do, kind of sharpen things up, feeling good, get down to weight where you need to, and then guys that need extra, they get the opportunity to stay after and do what they need to do to make themselves better. And if they're used to that and they're willing to go ahead and practice more, that's up to them, but, you know, the requirement is definitely less.
Coach, you're wrapping up your first year as head coach in Forest City. Can you kind of tell me how this year has been for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I wouldn't say we're down a ton. We've shown a lot of growth and be able to excel and show that we can come together as a team and guys can do what they need to do to make themselves better. But, I mean, overall good. I'd like to give a lot of credit to my three assistant coaches. They've helped a ton. Especially Stout, Steve Stout as a mentor stepping down from the head coach position, been able to mentor me and kind of help out there and show me the ropes of kind of the behind the scenes necessarily stuff and logistical things that I haven't worked with before. So it's gone pretty well, you know, looking forward to this postseason and hopefully making it down to Des Moines next week.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Best of luck at districts in Webster City, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
That is the head coach of the Forest City Indian Wrestling Team, Coach Ryan Fott, here on our Forest City Coaches Corner program on KIOW.